From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, politically endangered species. Republican senators from the West Coast. Oregon's Gordon Smith hopes to keep his job.
First, though, the government's Wall Street bailout plan is supposed to make banks feel confident to lend money to each other and loosen the flow of credit. But the banks are hurting so badly, a lot of them say they will hold on to the government money to protect themselves. Both Citigroup and Merrill Lynch reported multi-billion dollar losses yesterday. Louise Story writes about this in today's New York Times. And tell us, what are the leaders of those two banks, Citigroup and Merrill, what are they saying?
Leaders of those two banks, as well as others that received it, are saying this money is a cushion. This is money that they can sit on and allow them to move along as they've been going in a safer manner.
And other banks?
That's true at other banks. Not all banks have publicly commented on it, but our discussions with executives around Wall Street who are talking without using their names are saying that this is money that may not be put to work tomorrow. They hope to put it to work in a quarter or in two quarters or in a few months. But for now, most of them are still hurting quite badly, and they have a lot of investments they need to continue to write down the value of. And in order to take those write-downs, they need this capital to sit there and take off the cost of the write-downs.
Well, I imagine that people in Washington aren't exactly thrilled about this. Doesn't this go against the whole idea of the government bailout?
I think that government officials understand that the lending is not going to happen overnight, and they know that providing this cushion is needed for the banks to get past these write-downs so that they can lend in the future. So government officials have said to put it to work, but they did not put any strings attached to this money in writing in a written agreement on Monday requiring lending tomorrow. And in fact, the banks haven't even received the money yet.
Can the government do anything now to force the banks to do that, to put the money into play and to lend to each other and loosen credit?
I have not seen the term sheet, so I don't know if there's any situation in which the government could take the money back. But one thing that was interesting in our conversations yesterday with government officials is John Dugan, who is the head of the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, told us that there are no regulatory rules that say it has to be used in a certain way, but that these banks would be judged in the court of public opinion. And that's really what's going to happen, because the banks very well may need more help in the future, and they're going to face a lot of new regulations from Washington, or at least the consideration of new regulations. And if they don't use the funds in a way that really benefits the public, they'll be judged by that.
So they're hoping that the public will find out about this through stories like this and then put pressure on the banks to free up their capital?
Right. But again, this is not something we can judge in a week, because the executives who are saying it's a cushion are saying that they hope to use it in a few quarters. And it really depends on the health of the banks, how soon they can use it. So, for example, J.P. Morgan Chase has weathered the credit crunch a lot better than some others. And Jamie Dimon, who's the chief executive of J.P. Morgan, said explicitly on a conference call to investors this week that some banks would have to use it to fill the holes in their balance sheets, and some banks would put it to use faster. And his would be one that doesn't have as many holes in his balance sheet, so he may be able to use it faster.
But for the other banks, we're talking at least a quarter?
That's what it's sounding like. But again, we don't know how much more pain they're going to have in the value of their investments and how long their write-downs are going to go on. The government can't change the bad situation these banks are in. And what the government's done is it's just given them a little boost to hopefully get them to the end of this problem faster so they can get back to business.
Louise Story covering the bank bailout story for the New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.